5 days later, we left for the second WP operation. Only this time, we took a load of mines ourselves and did not act solely as escort. The sea had risen by the time we had all laid, and the two little torpedo boats, who had again accompanied us, made heavy weather of it. They had been built in the dim past and pressed into 4 years of war service at an age when they would otherwise have been broken up. Only for a moment did one of them falter, and that was the signal to increase speed from 22 to 25 knots. "Have been steaming full speed for half an hour," she complained, but she gained station again before long in spite of her disabilities. The work of laying the War Channel mines being still incomplete, it was decided to use the full flotilla on the next operation. But the permanent mine layers did not join us 3 days later when we put to sea, and the stunt seemed all the stranger through the fact that the full flotilla were laying mines so blatantly in full daylight instead of gropingly under cover of darkness. There was no need for coloured signals on shaded lights. Abdiel merely hoisted the signal "Preparative QA" when approaching the laying position and giving the executive command by hauling it down when the time came for the rear ship to lay mines. Each ship in turn hoisted a red burgee close up while laying. So the day passed uneventfully, and by early evening we were off Immingham Jetty again.